Yesterday, a judge in Long Beach, California, threw out the rape conviction of 26-year-old Brian Banks. It came more than a little late. In high school, Banks was a football star, and he was set. There was a scholarship to USC and even talk about a future in the National Football League. Then, at 16, he was accused of rape by Wynetta Gibson, a fellow student at Long Beach Polytechnic High School. And at 17, Banks pleaded no contest to a crime that he didn't commit. He spent more than 5 years in prison, and when he came out, he was a registered sex offender. His exoneration became possible when Gibson, his accuser, contacted him after he got out of prison. Brian Banks joins us now from San Diego. Welcome to the program, and congratulations on your case.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I want you to explain something that people may not understand, and that is, why plead to a crime, to a rape in this case, that you knew you didn't commit, and in this case, the prosecution had no DNA evidence of?
You know, I wouldn't say that this was a decision that I felt comfortable making or a decision that I made willingly, rather a decision I was forced into taking without the proper representation. And the only representation that I did have advising me that the best thing for me to do was to plea. I wish that I had someone who could have given me better alternatives than the one that were put before me.
But this was a lawyer whom you told you didn't do it. You said, this isn't true?
That's correct, yes.
And the lawyer said what to you?
Well, if I chose to take this to trial and face 41 years to life, I would be viewed as a big black teenager when I walked into that courtroom by the jury, and I would automatically be assumed guilty. And the best thing for me to do would be to take this plea bargain, and she had promised me that I wouldn't see any more than a 3-year sentence with a year already time served.
This was the deal that you thought you were agreeing to.
That's right. And we were extremely hopeful that as a 17-year-old boy with a situation where there was no evidence whatsoever, that the judge would be lenient enough to recommend probation. And that didn't happen.
Was part of your problem here that you didn't express sufficient remorse for something that would have been hard to express remorse for since you didn't do it?
Definitely. That definitely was a part that played into the sentencing.
Well, you got out, and then begins this strange story. The young woman who accused you, and we should say here that you say the two of you were, in effect, making out on the high school grounds, but it wasn't a question of was there consensual sex or forced sex. You said there just was not sexual intercourse between the two of you, period.
That's correct. We never had sex.
She friends you on Facebook? Is that correct?
That's correct. I noticed I had a friend request, saw her picture and name, and I instantly thought it was some kind of joke or somebody playing some insane joke on me.
As it turned out, you actually had her secretly filmed by a private investigator as she discussed what had happened and admits on camera, this has been shown on television in California and elsewhere, she admits that there was no rape, that it didn't happen.
That's correct. You know, my goal was to just get her to speak freely and speak honestly on what actually occurred that day.
Do you remember the moment when she's asked about the rape and says, no, there wasn't any?
Oh, yeah. It was a moment that, you know, I've been waiting for so long to finally hear from her mouth the truth that I didn't, in fact, rape her. And once those words came out of her mouth, I knew things were on the verge of changing for the better for me and my family. I thank God every day.
She says something stunning in one of these conversations. Her mother had brought suit on her behalf against the school board for lax security leading to her being assaulted, by you, that is.
Right.
And they'd gotten $1.5 million. And she said, I'll help you clear yourself, but I don't want to give back the money, she says.
You know, it's funny because all the lies and all the accusations that were made against me, when she said that she didn't want to have to give this money back, you know, it wasn't really a surprise to me to hear that.
When you came out of prison, because this was a rape, you were a registered sex offender?
That's correct.
And you wore a tracking device around your ankle?
That's correct.
Today?
As of last late last night, we got the call from the Long Beach parole office that I was all cleared. So late last night, my attorney Justin Brooks from the California Innocence Project at California Western School of Law, he took the first snip, and then my girlfriend Pam took the second snip, and then I finished it off and cut the rest of it off. And it was just a beautiful moment, and I'm just really thankful to finally be free from all bondage.
You're a free man at that moment.
Yes, sir.
Well, Brian Banks, congratulations on the conviction being thrown out.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.